Linda?
It was a year ago Friday, Dave lost his eyesight. And, but God has truly blessed him. He has replaced the whole fence around the house. And God just gave him that gift. And I'm very, very thankful for that.
So what he did is that increased his spiritual eyesight, right? Along with, and that kind of filled the gaps. That's amazing. I know, I watch him. I heard about him building that fence, and I'm thinking, wow. Yeah, you're a great American, Mr. Dave.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Whenever I was on my trip, I would like to have prayer for reconciliation for some of our family members. There was a little bit of a kerfuffle problem there. And so prayers for that. Prayers for my former co-worker, Carlene Jackson, who has been diagnosed with leukemia. And Deborah Shaw, another friend of mine who I work with at the courthouse, she's having medical issues. So prayers for her as well.
Lord, hear our prayers.
I have two. I have an aunt in Kansas City that has hemolysis around the lead pipe in her heart.
Oh, wow.
And did a biopsy that thought it was bone cancer that came back negative. So now they're going to do a surgery to go in and get a bigger piece of it out to the biopsy. She has the greatest faith of anyone. She says, God has this. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I know where I'm going.
Amen.
So I'm good with it. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, it's us that are going to hurt us. I'm asking you. Anyway, I'm like, and then praying that God has removed it mysteriously. It's gone.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing. As hard as that is, when you are a person of faith, you hang on to the hope that we have. Because, as I like to paraphrase the Apostle Paul, if we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But because of the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ, and his promise again, we have something to look forward to. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. But it's not easy going through all this physical stuff. It's rough, in fact. And I think everybody here has had a physical journey at one time in their life, and that's